When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
C103 Gardening with Mallow Home and Garden Festival, May 24th to 26th at Cork Racecourse Mallow. Over 25 landscaped gardens and 200 exhibitors. It's too big to miss.
And it is the perfect weather to go gardening. Peter Daddle, a gardening expert at theirishgardener.com, joins me. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Good afternoon, Trish. How are you?
I'm very good. And it was just so fantastic at the weekend to hear the hum of the lawnmower and the smell of cut grass. And even yesterday I was out in the garden and you could hear the bees buzzing. It was just really fabulous. It's just long may it last and let's just all enjoy it. Okay, let me go straight into questions. Firstly, I'm going to do some questions on photographs that came in time so we were able to forward them on to you. This was from Sean to say, could I ask Peter, what do I do with my variegated spotted laurel shrub? The frost damage some of the plant. Can I cut the dead parts off the plant? And Sean sent on a picture with evidence of the frost damage.
He did. Now, there it is, frost damage, but it's more low temperature damage than frost damage because it's we didn't really have any frost. But it's, I mean, the short answer is he can cut them back. He can cut back a bit of damaged growth if he wants, no problem at all. However, though, he says in the question, can I cut back the dead growth? It's not dead. It's just wilting. it's just been very temporarily hit by the cold temperatures. That'll liven up again. Now, unless there's something in the photograph that I'm not seeing, but the bit that I'm seeing is just wilted growth, which is caused by the cold. But I'd say even by now, it could have perked up again. Yeah, I mean, the short answer is yes, you can remove it. You won't do any harm to the plant. But really, I don't think there's going to be any need. Now, if there's black growth, so what can happen a lot with cold, low temperatures at this time of the year is kind of new, very soft new growth on the spotted laurel and gristlinia and on anything like this. Dramatically goes black, like it's been burnt. But you can cut that off. But again, it'll grow through it. It'll grow out of it at this time of the year. I really wouldn't be worried about it. But so he can if he wants, but no need.
Okay, Alma was on, and again, very kindly sent on pictures. Well done. Could you ask Peter, please, what he thinks is going on with the weeping cherry blossom? It didn't flower this year. And as you can see from the photographs I've sent, there's not even a bud on it. However, at the base of the trunk, it started to sprout. Any general advice? Welcome. The ground, by the way, can be very wet to the point of almost being bog-like.
That last sentence was the kind of the most important sentence, unfortunately. So what's going on with her cherry blossom, I'm afraid, not to put too fine a point in it, is it's dead. So what happens is a lot of cherry blossom trees and apple blossom trees and even fruiting apples and cherries, they're grafted onto rootstocks. Now, without getting too in-depth into it, Trish, a rootstock is a variety of wild cherry or wild apple normally, which will grow very easily from seed, whereas the varieties, the named varieties that we want of flowering and fruiting ones won't. So the wild one is grown as a seedling, and then you graft the particular variety that you want onto that seedling. What's happened in this case is that graft has failed because of, by the look of it, it's got fungal. Well, it has definitely got canker, because you can see it in the bark. In the third photograph that she sent me, there's a splitting in the bark down low. So it got canker. So it has died. And the growth that she's seeing from down lower is actually what we call the rootstock growth, which is that wild cherry just emerging from the root system. But the actual cherry tree that she had planted is gone, I'm afraid. It's there's nothing she can do but just to remove it.
Okay, sorry about that, Alma. Bernie was on to say, what time of year do you spray neem oil onto a plant to get rid of sooty mould? Do you know what neem oil is?
Neem oil, yeah, it's an organic approach to dealing with insects. And what it does is, it's not going to cure the sooty mould, but it does deal with scale insects and the likes of aphids and scale insects, which can often overwinter on your plants, and they let off this honeydew secretion, if you like, when they're laying their eggs, and that's what that sooty mold fungus sticks to. So the best time to put the neem oil on would actually probably be now, or else in the autumn, just before they're beginning to overwinter. But I would put it on now as the plant is actively growing.
And it's notoriously got a bad smell, so it obviously, does that act as a deterrent to the smell of it?
I'm not sure exactly how it works, but traditionally it's always been used as, I'm not sure if I open to correction by saying it is organic, but I'm pretty sure it's...
It is, yeah. I'd never heard of it before. It's native to South Asia, and it's an effective treatment for over 200 kinds of insect pests, and it's natural oil. Yeah.
I've used it myself, but without giving too much thought to how it works, do you know what I mean? Just that I know that it's a safe alternative or a safe option to use when dealing with particularly nasty insects, yeah.
Okay, then Anne in Middleton emailed the programme to say, hi, Patricia and Peter, please, please, please help. I'm at the end of my rope. And apart from hiring a gun or maybe a person who can shoot, I cannot get a cat or more than one to stop using my garden as his or hers personal toilet. I love my garden. And when I started to pull some weeds, it was during the sunshine, I got a smell. I had to retreat smartly. And I know exactly that smell of cat pee that she's talking about. Is there anything short of taking out the gun that I can do? Kind regards, and keep on doing what you're doing so good. Okay, this is getting cats off your lawn. And
well, I'm certainly not going to recommend. No, I remember, in fact, this is a question you could put to your vet maybe the next time they're on.
But Jane,
I remember listening. Yeah, I remember listening to a vet before about this, and they're all about breaking the habit. OK, so if you can break the habit of a cat in this instance, or even a dog or whatever the animal is, from coming in and using your garden, then you've done it, if you like. So there are products out there like Pepper Dust, and there's another one called, it's quite simply called Get Off My Garden, which is in kind of a liquid crystal. And these are harmless products, but the cats and animals don't like them. Now, the problem is you might try them and then a shower of rain washes them away and the cat comes back, so you think they're useless. But you have to be diligent. You have to be assiduous with it for the first few weeks, right? So you have to keep reapplying it. And after a while, the cat will just get fed up and doesn't like the smell, doesn't like the scent, and will stop coming in. And I believe once the habit is broken, then yeah, it's broken.
They found somewhere else to go. They're a creature of habits. I know of somebody else who used one of those spray guns and was just sitting in wait for the cat and would give him a little sprinkle of water and frighten them off.
Well, that's another good idea.
If you can catch them in the act and frighten them off. Okay, Anne in Mallow. Good luck with that, Anne in Middleton. Anne in Mallow has a butterfly plant. It's fairly large. Over the weekend, it looks like half of it has died off. The other half is coming along nicely. The half that has died, the leaves look like they've collapsed.
I wonder, see, I haven't seen a photograph, obviously, so I can't say for sure, but I wonder, it could also be a bit like Sean with his spotted laurel where the cold has made it wilt. It could be just, we did get low temperatures within the last week, which could have done it. So again, if they're just wilting, like they look like they've collapsed, then it should be okay. It should grow out of it again. However, give it a week or two, or send us in a photograph either to myself or to John Paul there in the station, and I'll have a look at it. Because if it's that they've gone brown and it's completely died, well, then no, it's some type of infection, some pathogen has got in there, in which case I'd be encouraging it to remove or anything that is dying back or infected. But I'm not going to encourage you to do that in case it's frost damage. So do send in a photograph and we'll have a look at it.
Okay. Hi. Question for Peter, please. What do I apply to a bay leaf tree that has white spots on the leaves? Also, what feed is suitable for camellia and what feed is suitable for hydrangea potted plants? Okay. Start with the bay leaf. It's got white spots on the leaf.
I'm not sure what those white spots are. So again, you might send us in a photograph. It could be a sea powdery mildew, which would be a fungal problem, or it could be something like whitefly or even woolly aphid, which is quite possible, which looks like white spots of woolly spots on it, which wouldn't be fungal, that's an insect. So if it's not widespread, without even sending in a photograph, if it's not a widespread problem, my first course of action would just be to remove any leaves that have got the spots on them and just get rid of them. In terms of feed then, for a camellia, what you want is, camellias are ericaceous plants, which means acid-loving, Trish. So you need to give them a feed, an ericaceous or acid plant tonic. If it's growing in acid soil and in good, healthy soil, then it shouldn't really need any feeding. So it's much more important, I suppose, to enhance and improve the soil around the plant as opposed to just giving it a short, sharp shock of a liquid feed. That's the first thing. But if you are in limey ground, do go and get, basically it's sequestered iron. All these ericaceous plant tonics are based on sequestered iron, which is iron that's available to the plant in the wrong pH, if you know what I mean. But then with camellias, that's for kind of general plant health. But in late summer and autumn of the year, so kind of July, August, September, October, that's when they start setting their buds for next spring. So it's always no harm to give them a shot of sulfate of potash at that time of the year to encourage them to set the buds. But again, if you have a good healthy soil with all the nutrients in it, you should be okay. And the other one was feed for hydrangeas in a pot. So yeah, so first of all, I suppose ideally hydrangeas like to be in the open ground in a kind of moist, humus rich, good rich soil. If that's not possible, if they can only be grown in pots, ideally repot them or kind of replenish the compost maybe once a year, but that's not always possible. So in which case I would look at using a liquid seaweed feed. It'll be rich in all the nutrients and elements that they need. So depending on which one you use, look at the label to say how often to apply it, because obviously when they're growing in a pot, and particularly if they've been in the same pot for a few years, there's no nutrients at all left in it. So you will have to then apply them through some kind of a liquid or granular feed. So look for a good organic seaweed feed for the hydrangea, I would say.
Okay, can daffodils growing in pots be left to dry out, or do I need to water them until the foliage has died back? I want to store them in the shed over winter.
Well, we don't have to keep watering them until the foliage dies back, but after that, no, they could be left to dry out completely. So you don't have to concentrate too much on them, but I wouldn't let them go bone dry yet. I'd let the foliage die back more naturally. So keep them watered for now, but then once the foliage is gone, you can leave them dry out completely, yeah.
Oh, good. Listen to this. Very quickly, you might be getting into this. Hi, Peter. My goats got to my roses and ate them right down to the root. If I put the roots in pots, will they come back? Oh, God.
I think in the 20 odd years that we've been doing this, Trish, it's the first time we've had a problem with goats.
I know.
The short answer is probably yes, but it's a kind of wait and see, trial and error, like most things in the garden. But when I, at the start of the piece, we were talking about the cherry tree and the grafting. Roses are very often grafted as well onto rootstock plants, which could be the Rosa rugosa or Rosa canina, some of the wild roses. So depending on how far down they've eaten the roses, you might just be left with those wild rose rootstocks. But you might not as well, so it depends just how far down they've gone. So I would try it, but roses are more resilient than people think.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If they haven't eaten below the graft, then it'll probably be okay.
Okay, don't throw them away yet and keep the goats well away from them and the rest of your garden. Listen, Peter, thank you for that. Have a lovely week.
A pleasure. And you, Trish.
And we'll talk again next week. That is Peter Dowdall, theirishgardener.com. And our apologies, we didn't get through a fraction of the questions that came in for Peter. I'll get John Paul to print them off and we'll try and get to them next week. Always happens at this time of the year. Our gardening slot just gets busier and busier.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.